Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I don't know if you guys heard, but it's Katie's birthday month.
I'm really not one of those people.
You're full of crap.
I'm not.
Very nice text message last night, though, that you sent us. It said thank you for the nice day and the gifts and the nice morning.
You set the tone for my whole birthday, both you, Jeremy, and Josh. And it was so not only sweet, the fact that you guys had brought me in some gifts and had them strewn all over the studio here. So when I walked in, it was just very welcoming and it made me feel oh so special. But I was bragging about you guys to multiple people yesterday because the gifts that both of you gave me were so incredibly thoughtful that it warmed my heart. It really did. And I was bragging about you because I was just like,
really?
I haven't had boyfriends who paid attention to my likes
that much.
Because this wasn't just a gift that you saw on sale and you got me. I mean, down to my M&Ms that you got. I mentioned one time that almond M&Ms are like one of my favorite, and that's the kind you got. You got me a waterfall card. Josh got me my absolute favorite cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory to make sure that my dessert on my birthday was my absolute favorite. And then he got me a first aid kit.
It's pretty
for
cute.
My boo-boos when I'm hiking.
You fall down a lot when you hike.
It is so incredibly thoughtful. And I had like friends tell me, because, you know, working in radio, you have other female friends who've worked with guys. And somebody told me, you know, I'd received gifts from my co-hosts before. And, you know, it was always nice gifts, but never as thoughtful.
Yeah.
And that is really what stuck with me all day yesterday, as I was like, they really get me.
No, we do. We pay attention.
Yes, we listen.
It just feels so
loved.
Wouldn't
have been funny if we showed up with nothing, though.
I know. No. That would not have been funny. I think you also know me well in that regard. But it was just, it really set the tone for the whole day. So I felt like I was kind of floating out there yesterday.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
People like me.
Good. You can go brag about us whenever you want to other people.
Okay.
Especially people in the industry, all right?
Yeah, no.
Really
they,
rub it in.
Yeah, no, you definitely earned some gold stars yesterday.
Yeah, let's go.
Another woman I'm pleasing.
Wow.
I'm on a roll this week.
You.
I have pleased my wife twice, and now I've pleased Katie. Who shall I please next?
I know. You just
Hey, my birthday's next.
My please meter is at a 10 right now. Yeah.
Please.
All right, what else did you do?
Oh, I had the best time because I was in such a good mood. I was like, let's go have a fashion show at TJ Maxx, because that's one of the other things you got me was a gift card to TJ Maxx.
That's right.
You know how much
you
I
already
love
go
that
blow
place.
It?
I didn't yet, no, but I went and tried on a bunch of clothes, and while I was there, they had their swimsuits out. And I was like, well, I need to get a swimsuit. And I was in such a good mood. I was like, you know what? Today seems like a day to try on swimsuits. And I went and grabbed some bikinis even.
Whoa.
I know, two-piece swimsuits.
Whoa.
And I tried them on, and I did not hate myself. And I was like, ah, this never
That's a
happened.
Bonus.
Even better.
That's a bonus.
Trying on swimsuits and not absolutely cussing in the dressing room, I can't believe it happened. So I was just so excited about the fact that trying on swimsuits made me happy, because that doesn't happen very often. I've been running a lot. And I guess, like, in the moment, I was like, this is paying off. Like, I'm seeing this is paying off.
The results,
I see it in the mirror.
Did you go back home and eat those M&Ms I gave you?
The cheesecake.
I have to be careful, because when I see those results and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm doing it. Let's eat a cheesecake. That's always the thought process that happens.
But wow. Way to jump into the two-piece, the bikini. Like, you went all in. You didn't start small with the one-piece.
I didn't. No.
Or something with a little skirt and a cover-up.
No tankini here.
Let's do it.
I know.
Let's go bikini.
Straight up two-piece, and I felt really good about myself. And yeah, so again, that just kind of uplifted me to go into the next stage of the day. So it was just, it was an absolute fabulous birthday. And, you know, those
Did you have food?
So much food.
Did she have food?
I am still full from the pork shank I had last night.
You had a little pork shank?
What?
let's just put that out there. Oh, my goodness. You want me to get into it?
I'm like looking at you. I got jokes. I got all sorts of jokes sitting there, but I probably shouldn't.
No,
with your pork shank.
I not only had a cheesecake to start the day, because I went home and ate some of the cheesecake, and then I went and had a birthday burger for lunch. one of the best burgers. It was so good. So, so tasty. So I had that. And then we went to the Rio last night for dinner. And they have a pork shank birria taco.
Okay.
And in my mind, I was thinking, okay, pork shank, like super tender meat. I thought they'd bring it out in the corn tortillas with maybe a little pickled red cabbage on top. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I was envisioning when I was getting my pork shank birria tacos.
Stop saying pork shank.
They bring it out, and it's a straight up
pork shank
on a bone.
Like you got to build it yourself.
Swimming in the sauce.
Too much.
And it was beautiful.
Too much work.
The presentation was gorgeous, but it was very pork forward.
You're right.
Like, it's very porky.
That's too much work on my birthday.
And so, yeah. That's kind of what I thought. I was like, wow, this is like
Can somebody
experience.
Shred this for me? It's my birthday.
Yeah, this is almost like sushi. Like, you know, you have to assemble. You have to assemble your birria tacos.
You had a burger.
So it was still very good, but
pork shank.
And then I had churros because it was my birthday, so they brought me out churros, and then I had some more of that cheesecake when I went home.
More cheesecake.
And then I did have a couple M&Ms.
And M&Ms. You going to go try on bikinis today?
No, I'm not.
Probably a good idea.
No,
stay away from the bikinis
not.
Today. Today's a one-piece day.
Today's not the bikini
day.
No. No.
Got a little tummy tum today. It's going to lay right over the bottom of that bikini. Well, good luck.
Yeah, thank you.